Pretty Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival, and today I'm with the protagonists of Free Indeed, Edwina Finlay. So welcome, Edwina, thank you for being here with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Hi, Fred!
So, how is it going so far?
Oh, it's wonderful. Venice is just beautiful. I'm loving everything. Yeah, it's like a dream.
Yeah, it's one of the. I think it's the first time here in Venice that it's a pity that we're only radio, because Edwina, you look stunning.
Thank you.
You look stunning also in the film, but obviously since now you will talk about it, since the film is you have to portray a mother, a single mother in a very difficult situation, not only taking care of makeup and dresses.
That is not my priority. No.
I haven't seen you this way before, so. So let's talk about Free Indeed. So, could you describe for our listeners your character, your role, Melva Nettie?
Melva Nettie, she's a young woman. She has two children. She's really struggling to get by. She's a single mom, and her oldest son is autistic, and he's in a stage where he's very, very violent. He doesn't know how to. Or he can't physically communicate, you know, through words with his illness. And so he acts out toward himself, toward, you know, toward everyone else. And so I'm just desperately trying to find a cure for him. And in this movie, I really go through a journey to search for a miracle for my family and for myself.
How did you get on board of this project, and what was the first thing that came into your mind when you read the script and you were offered this role?
You know, in my life, a lot of miraculous things happened to me. And actually, a week before I was offered this movie, a prophet came to me and said, "You're about to be offered a movie," and started describing it. Right. Yeah. I don't even know if the director knows this. And I said, really? And then literally less than a week later, my agents call and they say, "We have this offer for you for this movie." And they start to describe it. I'm like, what? And I read the script. And then when I read the script, I was stunned. You know, I was stunned by the progression of it, because I wasn't expecting, you know, some of the things that happened, I wasn't expecting. And so I'm reading it, and then I read it again, and then I read it again. And I was just, you know, trying to put myself in this world and go on this journey and really understand, you know, understand how could these events happen, right? And then I started researching the true story, because it's based on a true story. And I started researching the real story. I'm like, okay, this is, whoa, you know. And so then I started watching documentaries, and I started watching interviews of the different people involved, of the real people, you know. And it was... it was disturbing, it was fascinating, it was challenging, and I realized that before me I had a real, I guess, task at hand of if I'm up for the journey, you know, if I'm up for allowing myself to go through and grow through this process of the activities of this film. And so I decided that I would have the courage, you know, to be Melva, and the courage to live out this experience. And so I hope that the audience really takes something special away from it.
Yeah, because the way it's shot, it almost looks like a documentary. So you feel like you're, you know, it's based on true events. So plus it gives you the sense that you're like really... watching the story as it happens. So, and it's difficult. I don't know if it was also difficult for you, but also reading the true events and watching the film, it's very difficult to feel that the priest, the prophet is really guilty. I mean, he is, but in a way, you know, that the whole situation is very different, difficult to understand. Yes. Very difficult. So it's very difficult to judge.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's very difficult to judge. That is such a profound statement. It's such a profound statement, because we all judge in different ways, right? So, for instance, most people coming into this world of this Pentecostal apostolic type of church, most people have never been to a church like that. So already there's preconceived notions of who are those people and what they do and all of that. And so, like you said, allowing yourself not to judge, but to go on this journey. And then when you go through the journey, right, like you said, it's like, well, his intention was to heal. How did this happen, right? And was this actually his fault? And, you know, could it, I don't want to give it all away, you know, for the listeners, but you know, how could you then take him to court? And, you know, in real life, he served time. He served time in jail. And it's all so perplexing, right? And so I think that this movie presents a lot of questions, right? And that are so hard to answer. Questions that I'm still wrestling to answer, right? And so you kind of start to see that life is not black and white.
These things, as you portray a single mother in need for help and a single mother that doesn't have the money or the condition or the situation to receive, you know, help from others, like clinical help. You know, there are doctors that say, okay, give him that pill or that syrup and all that, but it's totally different from really a healthcare situation. That sort of leaves her in a state where you really have to rely on somebody. Talking about weaknesses, the same thing happens to the priest in a way, because as Jake Mahaffey was pointing out in his director notes, it makes you question the thing that's always easier, maybe, to put somebody in jail for it. And not, you know, judge, for example, a drug company, drug and medicine company, that don't know how much he was involved in the process, because everybody knows that the kid was on medications. So who knows? A priest, and it's easier for a single mother to get into a situation that she cannot control, because she's only looking for help, and she's only looking for somebody to rely on.
Wow, that's a great point. And I love that you did so much research. Yeah, I mean, that's the complex thing, too. Like, there's a scene where I'm sitting. I mean, there's a couple different hospital scenes, right? And each one, I'm pretty abandoned, right? It's like I'm there. I'm getting on the bus. You know, how many buses have I had to take to get here with my two kids? You know, one who's just so disturbed, and for them to just discard us. But there was one scene in particular I thought of when you were talking, which is when I'm opening up the, you know, all the side effects, right, that come with drugs that most people don't read because it's a mile long. It's in tiny,
the biggest,
tiny print.
The biggest side effects paper that I've ever seen,
right?
In my life.
Just unfolding and unfolding and unfolding and unwrapping and opening up. Who can read all that, right? Who can figure out all that? And so we don't know, you know, we don't know, like, the medicine that he was taking, did that contribute, you know, to a part of it? Who knows, right? But like you said, it's a lot easier to take down one person than it is an entire industry, right?
There's a strange feeling that I felt when, in the end, you know, looking at your character with a little daughter, because I didn't really know how she was feeling. Yeah, I couldn't, because in a way, for her, it might have been also liberating in a very weird and insane way, yeah. But since she had no other way to solve it and to find some peace of mind, in a way, that was a solution. Maybe God's solution for her, I have no idea. But what was her...
Girl, you are wearing me out of this interview. You are so good. Oh, my God. You know, it took me... Because I told you, I read the script. And as an actor, my whole mission is to tell the truth and to go on an authentic journey. And it taught me so much, because I definitely came from a place where things were black and white, right? It's either this way or it's that way. It's either right or it's wrong. You know, there was no gray. And then just being an actor has allowed me to live in and explore the gray spaces or even step into a world that I did not know. And so prior to that, I had not lost like a very, very close family member, right? After that, I did. I lost my mom. And I was there with her in the hospital, you know, through the journey. She was diagnosed with cancer, and just cancer is such a ravaging disease. Ravaging disease. And so to go from, you know, loving my mother, who was so healthy and effervescent and all of that, to just that awful decline, and then down to passing away. But there was something, and I prayed for healing for her. Right, that she would stay, that she would stay, that God would heal her. And then as she passed away, I realized that there was a glory that she was entering into that is greater than anything I can ever imagine. And there is a liberation. There is a sense of peace that this journey, this earthly journey that we're all on, that we struggle through night and day, that there is heaven on the other side of it, and that there's a release on the other side of it. And that's not something that we talk about much, because we hate to talk about death. We hate to talk about dying. We hate to talk about suffering. I certainly have, you know. But like you said, and I do think that toward the end of the film, you know, in a very interesting way, it's like a calm after the storm. You know, there was a storm the entire time, this huge storm. And then at the end of the storm, there's a calm, right? And I think that that's a part of what's kind of being experienced with me and my daughter there in the window when I'm doing her hair. You know, death is hard. I mean, in any way, it doesn't even matter how it happens, whether it's natural causes, whether it's murder, whether whatever. It's one of the most difficult things that we as humans will ever face. And yet, each of us will face it. We must face it. It's a part of life. And then we also have to find a way to live with the reality of it, right? And to find a way to keep going. And so I literally ended up losing my mother not long after, maybe, well, I guess about a year after this movie, after filming this movie. And so I'm still in that process, right? But there's some things that doing this film helped me with in my own process. Yeah, it's true. And it's interesting, because right after I did this movie, which is probably my most intensely emotional role ever, I ended up getting a big comedy with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart playing Kevin Hart's wife, filming right after this. It was crazy. It was hilarious. But I think that that was a nice gift too, you know, to kind of be able to go from, you know, tragedy and comedy. And like you pointed out, that's life, right? That's a part of life. We laugh, we cry, we enjoy, we go through, you know, trials, and then hopefully and prayerfully we overcome.
Thank you, Edwina, for sharing your experience on the film and in life with us.
It's my pleasure.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.